We are still in this chapter that we are commanded to see that we the right things must be commanded and the wrong things must be forbidden. In that, there were 8 ayats of the Quran Sharif that were discussed, and after that, the introduction for it was discussed, and after part of the introduction get completed, further, the enjoining of good and forbidding of evil has numerous benefits. This is a very important injunction. It is a basic injunction to command the right and forbid the wrong. Because if that is done, then we find that a good environment is created. But if the good is not enjoined, and people don't talk about the good, and the bad is not spoken against, then those things start taking preference in the society. In the home also, if we don't tell the children, teach them good habits, etc., whether it is in eating, whether it is in talking, dressing, then bad habits come about. It has to be spoken about, but we shy away from it, unfortunately. And that can be in the home and everywhere else also, wherever. Just a Friday talk, for example, is not sufficient. And that is only for the man in the masjid. But the woman folk also need it, and they need it more. So this continuous enjoining and encouraging of the right and forbidding of the wrong is very, very important, and it has got great benefits in it. When done sincerely and correctly, there is a strong possibility that the person addressed will heed the warning. When a person does this work, and very important it is that it must be done with sincerely and in the correct way, not to find fault in the person or just to score points against the person, but sincerely a person wants the right to happen, and then he explains and talks about it, then inshallah it will have great effect. And one of the great benefits is that when a person speaks about something, he himself is reminded. But when we don't talk about it, we also forget about it. So we should always be reminding, at least we ourselves. And in this, as explained, will be explained further, that it is even if we are not practicing, but we should practice, and we should still enjoy what is right. For example, if the children are smoking, and we are also smoking, it doesn't mean because we are smoking now we must not tell them don't smoke. Even if we are smoking, still we must tell them the harms of smoking and discourage them from smoking. Well, even if we got any other bad habit, then that is not an excuse for not doing the right thing. Then we are guilty of 2 wrong things, that we are doing the wrong thing ourselves and we are not enjoining the right thing. So there are 2 wrong things that are done. And we should, by continuously saying, they will tell us also, but you are telling us not to smoke, but you smoke yourself, we will get the benefit. And we ourselves will realize also that the smoking is not good when we are telling others. Or any other thing, wearing of clothes, etc., bad habits at the day, when eating, etc., all those things. A person must be always continuous. This is a very important aspect to encourage and enjoin the right and forbid the wrong. The advisor is reminded to practice upon his preaching. He himself gets reminded. When we tell somebody, it will definitely hit us that you are telling others but you're not doing it yourself. And this is a form of change to come about. When we keep on saying, change will come within us. But if we also don't say, and everyone just goes in the wrong way, then the wrong overtakes. And the right is completely forgotten in that case. By guiding towards goodness, one receives the reward of those who follow the advice. And by telling somebody, and somebody practices, we say with sincerity, and we say it in the correct way, and people get tawfiq, it happens, the people do then practice, we get that reward also. So then whatever they will practice, we will get that reward, and together with that also, we will get the pleasure of Allah. So we should always try and enjoy the right and forbid the wrong. And we should not shy away from it, but we should try and make it alive. As other things are faras upon us, this is also a faras upon us. It isn't a nafil and an optional thing. And it isn't just for only for certain people. It is for everyone, the whole ummah. Whoever will do it, he will be fulfilling his duty and getting the rewards accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.